There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world and your weeds. You know, I'm afraid if we start talking about plantain and all the good things it does, they're going to come and get it.
Yeah.
All. Or say that you've got
I don't think that's
a drug in your yard. You don't think that's possible.
I mean, are they going to stop? What about dandelions?
Shh. You know, you're going to get us all in trouble.
There's no way to control dandelions. I'm sorry.
I know. You know what? My dog has been outside the window eating a pine cone, a whole entire pine cone. I mean, there's got to be something in there good for him.
He felt left out with a colon cleanse thing and wanted to join everybody.
So. Well, I'll tell you what, a pine cone, I mean, he eats all kinds of things, but a pine cone. Anyway, you know, we were talking about plantain. You can make a tea with it. You can dry it. Crush it, and then steep the plantain leaves in a steaming water to make a nourishing tea. Plantain tea is known to help alleviate heartburn and indigestion. You know, that's all, probably only a small amount of things that it does right for you also. But you can use it as a poultice. Handy and effective way to ease the pain of insect bites. You probably put it with charcoal or clay or something. That's amazing. Anyway, in bath water. Adding dried plantain to your bath water is soothing and relaxing. Cool. I tell you, Cynthia gets the best news. She really does. Deadly drug-resistant superbugs are now being found in meat products. MRSA. Now, how does this happen? MRSA, or methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, has been a concerning health topic for good reason. The superbug is a drug-resistant strain of staph that infects hundreds of thousands of Americans annually, ultimately killing several thousand of them. And that's not even taking into consideration how many cases that aren't included in the government incident statistics. And now it's in meat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Is there anything safe that you buy at the grocery store?
I am willing to bet that it doesn't happen in organic meat. I'm willing to bet that you don't get MRSA in organic meat or on the appropriate type of local beef that you might get. There's an article on 5 steps to kick your sugar addiction, 3 ways to make coconut milk without cracking a coconut. And, oh, this story. There's a story at the very end. Please check that out. A homeless cat cuddles with an abandoned baby and saved it.
That is awesome.
I cried.
Oh,
anyway, they abandoned this baby that was just like a few weeks old. Mm. Abandoned it. And there was a homeless cat in the area that everybody fed. And when you see the cat, you will see that everybody fed that cat.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody. Yeah. 2 and 3 times a day, I think.
Right.
Anyway, but this cat just kind of lived there. And everybody took care of it. And so the cat went over. And when this baby was found and stayed with the baby all night long.
So sweet.
All night long, stayed with the baby, and then when the ambulance came, the cat was crying because they took the baby away from it, and it tried to get in the ambulance.
Aww.
Ooh, I can't stand it. That was a neat story. Anyway, it was a really neat story, and that plus the best commercial of the year with the dog in it, oh, put me over the edge. I want you to know.
Man, look at both of those this morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Well, that explains.
Josh says, what's the matter? What's the matter? Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing's wrong. I just watched a commercial. That's all. Anyway, we are going to take your phone calls this hour and find out what you're thinking about. I want to know what you think about this Chattanooga deal. It doesn't smell right to me. And the very fact that Fox Business News is still on terror in Tennessee. Come on, you're a Fox
business. It makes
business.
For a good headline with
no,
the tease and everything.
No, it makes for good agenda. No, it makes for continuing the agenda and making everybody think nothing but terror in Tennessee. But not us. Not at the Power Hour. We're not. We're thinking about plantain and cats that save abandoned babies. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Stay tuned.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're going to take your phone calls this hour, so get in line. 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. If you have something you'd like to talk to us about, and if you're from Tennessee and know anything about what happened there. Some people are saying that Jade Helm went live in Tennessee with four dead Marines and five things you need to know. So get your phone calls in, and if you want to talk about Jade Helm or whatever, I don't care, 855-995-6923. Anyway, to make a long story short, they say those false flags are becoming as predictable as clockwork. The Muslim patsy was a naturalized U.S. citizen from Kuwait. Really, seriously, mm-hmm. Do we need to say any more? An ISIS-affiliated account tweeted #Chattanooga just before the shooting occurred, along with a warning to Americans.
No one says #sign anymore, Joyce.
I do. How convenient. His motive is not known. Motive is not known. Could it be MK Ultra? Police do not believe there is a second shooter, which means that there was at least one more shooter. And was there a drill simulating a lone wolf attack in the vicinity of the crime scene? Was there a drill going on at the time? Some people say yes. And here's what really keyed me off, is that I heard the Fox Business guy He's on right now. Varney, Stuart Varney. Mm-hmm. I heard him say, wow, after the shooting occurred yesterday, wow, this looks like some man who was tripped off by a Twitter account.
What?
He said he must have gone over the edge. It must have been a signal.
Really?
From a Twitter account. The Twitter account must have signaled
wow.
for him to kill those people. And I thought, whoa, is he telling it like it is or what? Unbelievable. Anyway, the naturalized U.S. citizen from Kuwait thing, you know, I mean, that just is. And they all said he was a white guy. But unfortunately, I mean, fortunately, unfortunately, whatever, he was not white. And they got that one wrong, too. Okay, let's go to...
We have Missy in California.
Missy in California, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, dear?
Joyce, I was just listening to you talk about food and... The California public schools, they don't allow you to bring in homemade food anymore. So, like, if your kid has a birthday, you know, usually you bake cupcakes or bring cookies or something for the whole class. It has to be store-bought.
Wow.
Has to be store-bought.
It has to be store-bought.
Man.
I was just shocked.
Yeah, I am too.
That's
I am
really
too.
Sad.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, yeah. because
I
you
would
know
much-
that...
I'd much rather have a homemade, you know,
well,
cake.
Well, yeah.
Or, you know,
well,
so
you
much
know
better.
The stuff in the grocery store is going to be healthy.
Oh, yeah.
With all that high fructose corn syrup in it.
Exactly. And I just still remember when I taught first grade in my class, I threw a party towards the end, and I had homemade egg rolls that this grandma of a student of mine made. Oh, my gosh. They were the best egg rolls I've ever had to this day, and that was 10 years ago. And
wow.
I still remember them. And I wouldn't have been able to have that party.
One egg roll can change the world.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
It was so good.
Let me ask you this. Do you know, do they still sell corn syrup? You know, like, you remember they used to have Cairo or
Cairo?
Cairo
syrup. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
yeah.
still on the store shelf. Mm-hmm.
It
they
is?
They were doing a science experiment or something, and it required corn syrup. And I was like, okay, if it's for science, we're not eating it. It's okay. You know, it's way in the, like, science shelf, you know. It's not even in my kitchen, actually. And, so.
You're making way too much sense. You know that, don't you?
And
hey, what do you think about the vaccine issue in California?
That's interesting because, well, that's the one reason I'm like, yes, I'm private homeschooling. But, you know, so I don't have to deal with that yet, at least. But my older sister, she actually asked me about it, and I, you know, told her what I thought, that, you know, well, there's no reason for them to tell me what to do. You know, that's just going past the line. And she goes, well, I have a friend that's a nurse, and, you know, even if you get the vaccine, you can still get the measles, and the measles is really bad. And she had all these charts that said, you know, it's better to get the vaccine. I said, but she shouldn't be telling me what to do. You know, that's the issue here. It's not the measles issue. It's the issue of other, you know, the government stepping in and saying, you have to do this. This is an invasion of my body.
That's right.
That's
you must put
right.
this in your body. And do you know that there are now 60 vaccines that these children will have to have before they go to school?
I know. It's just crazy.
Unconscionable.
Yeah. It's
absolutely unconscionable.
I know.
Well, Missy,
go ahead. I think when I was little, I think my mom said we only had 4 or 5.
Right.
You know, vaccines. And then my kids, I think I counted it was maybe 10, you know, with the... And that was before I knew all of this stuff, you know. So I just, you know, oh, okay, they need the vaccines, you know, when they were little. And then afterwards, I learn all these things, and I go, oh, man.
Well, you know, we just... Yeah, we didn't even question it. Nobody questioned it. Look how many I gave over all those years.
Yeah.
I didn't even question, you know, frying somebody's brain with, you know...
electricity.
Yeah, I didn't even question that. We didn't question anything. And now I'm questioning absolutely everything.
Yeah, and they give you the paper that says, hey, you need to read this before the vaccine. And I was like, well, I don't understand what it says. So, you know, and then you start educating yourself and you go, oh.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least now, you know, from now on, you know, and they're only 10 and 11, so.
Well, good for you. You sound like an awesome mother. You sound like a wonderful mother.
Before. I was on the show, like, quite a while ago, a few months ago, about homeschooling.
Well, you still sound like an awesome mother, then. How about that?
Oh, thank you.
Good girl. Good girl. Thank you so much for calling in. It's early there in California, so thank you so much.
Well, I have 2 kids that get me up. I like my little hour before they start, you know, getting up and being a little crazy, so I like to... slow start in the morning, actually.
Well, good for you. Thank you so much for calling today, Missy.
You have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much. All right, let's go to Jim in West Virginia. Jim in West Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Okay, three little issues, maybe not so little. It appears to me they can put anything they want in a needle, call it a vaccine, and not get sued for it. That's point one.
Bingo.
Point two, this is a third-hand source from Greece. I don't know the credibility of the source. Treat it as chatter. There's chatter amongst the military of them bringing in NATO troops. There's chatter about shutting down electric utilities half a day because utilities would say there's not enough money to go around. And there's all kinds of wholesalers not getting shipments in on credit because their suppliers are afraid they won't get paid. And here's the kicker. Okay, that's 60 euros per bank account. If you have a family of five on one bank account, guess what? That ain't 60 euros apiece. On average or something like that, I think they said 2.5 to 3 people per bank account in Greece. So it's about 20 euros per individual on average. But things are a lot worse than Greece, and I think even the Patriots are reporting. Now, if you want to make sense out of all the debts, here's what it boils down to. There are about 150 countries around the world that are in fact corporations, including ours, okay? And almost all these are controlled by counterfeiters who call themselves central banks. And they're pretty much all hooked in with the Rothschilds, so you can see the structure for one world government. But the way they destroy countries is very simply with debt. And they go all through these various different countries and push all this stuff, hire more people than you want. Now, there are four types of people in this world. There are protectors, there are predators, there are parasites, and there are producers. Okay, I read this.
Ooh, very good.
Now, follow me on. Hang with me on this. Okay, so what happens, very simply, the protectors protect their rights, their lives, their property, their children. The predators take them. Now, economically speaking, there are parasites who do not add anything to the economy. This is an economy article I was reading. They don't add kids, but the kids are God's greatest blessing, so, you know, who's complaining? And then there are the producers. So what happens? Over a period of time, more and more people get shifted from protector to parasite predator, and they consume the consumers. Every government goes down when the government gets too big for the economy to support. The only people they can take from are the producers. And then when they go down, all fall down. But those four words stuck with me for life. So I think we're not your platform enough.
No, that's excellent, Jim. You are so smart. Thank you for sharing with us. That is so good. We, you know, I'm just amazed at our listeners how smart they are. But you remembered those four things all these years?
Yeah, because it was so interesting. Because every government starts out with protectors and producers and a few predators. And then what happens, more people shift from protector to predator parasites as the government gets larger over a period of time. Time and time again, like the term revolution. My mother told me that the American Revolution was not a revolution. A revolution occurs when a government gets too big and people overthrow the oppressive government. But in a smaller government, here we go around again. That's revolve, revolution, all right? The American, quote, revolution, quote, was an evolution out of endless revolutions. And unfortunately, they have done such a mess of it, I think we're going to have to go bankrupt. And I'm sorry, but I don't see much hope of there's no political solution for the economic.
Well, let me ask you, Jim, have you seen that Ron Paul message8.com?
No, I don't even do video. I know
you don't. Okay, but I mean, Ron Paul really says it like it is. I mean, he's done an excellent job of laying out why we have the money problem, the monetary problem, and why there is no answer to it, and why we are going to have rioting in the streets. I mean, he says that. So he lays it out very well. It's not going to be pretty. I mean, it's going to happen. As much as Fox Business doesn't want us to think it's going to happen, it is going to happen. Hey, thank you very much for the phone call. Good call.
Would you like a metals update?
Sure.
$11.36 for gold and $14.87 for silver.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Andy Gauss told me that it may go down to $1,100 for gold.
Yeah. Well, it's getting closer.
Whoa. That is amazing.
All right.
That is amazing. Okay.
Next up is Robert in California.
Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. I'll hold you over.
I think I'm in Canada.
Oh, Canada.
You are, well, okay. I mean, how would you know? Josh knows.
I've got letters written down. So.
Yeah, we got your, you know, you were tracking your cell phone here. Go ahead. What you got for us? Oh, too bad. Too bad. We'll talk to you later. No, you stay right there. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with
Robert
in
Canada.
Yes. Thank you very much, Josh. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. And we got us a 4-minute break.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
There's so many things going on in the world. Baby's dying. Mother's crying. How much more is one human life worth? And what happened to peace on earth? We believe everything that they tell us. They're gonna kill us, so we gotta kill them first. But I remember a commandment, thou shalt not kill. And how much is a soldier's life worth?
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for searching for the truth. I'd like to have John from Ohio call in, if he is available. Give us a call at 855-995-6923. I have a question for John in Ohio. Let's go to Robert in Canada. Robert, go ahead, please. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I wanted to put a big feather in the amazing Gary Knowles cap. One other feather.
Really?
I noticed yesterday on a website called ENE News, and they cover Fukushima like pretty well no one else that I know of, with amazing contributors and truth seekers, ENE News. And anyway, someone there mentioned that Gary Knoll had produced what is the definitive and best film on the nuclear issue, nuclear weapons and nuclear energy that they know of. And someone seconded that motion. And then I linked to the film. Now, I haven't watched it yet, but the commentary was very, very positive on it. So it would... I don't know the exact how to find it exactly, but if you just search for Gary Knoll Nuclear YouTube,
mm-hmm.
find it.
You know, Gary Knoll has done the definitive documentary on so many issues. Poverty Inc. is one of them, on nutrition. I mean, he is right on. And let me tell you, I called him about something, and I wanted to talk to him about something and ask him a question. Let me tell you, he is straight down whatever the documentation shows. He will not make any kind of claim or anything other than what peer-reviewed stuff shows, because he has researchers that work for him, and they do nothing but literally disprove everything he hears, or things that he hears, he'll say, is this true or not? So thank you for saying that, but he really is amazing in the work that he does. Thank you so much for saying that, Robert.
Okay.
Have a blessed day. Thank you for calling in today. Let's go to Tommy in Alabama. Tommy, you're on the air, girl. What's up?
Oh, Joyce, I just really appreciate you, and I appreciate the Power Hour. And if I didn't have to, I wouldn't take Social Security. But I have worked all of my life, and I'm getting my retirement with my Social Security. But I'm not trying to get a pity party going, but I am visually impaired. But I want to tell you, I have learned more from your programs than I've learned in a long, long time. And a thing that really got me and what really helped me and made me feel good the other day when you were telling us that in Oklahoma, when Obama was there, about the blacks and being the protesters with the Confederate flag, I bet he thought, oh, no, what have I done?
Exactly. You know what? That was 5 miles long. That parade of flags, of Confederate flags, was 5 miles long. I could not believe the pictures of it. It was incredible. It was stunning. And you never saw it on TV.
Of course not. And you were right about Fox News. I never listen to the news, because I listen to my local channels, and within 90 minutes they had the same news on. The same Alabama news, nothing new. And I thought, well, you know, there's nothing new. And oh, another country that was not mentioned in the debt thing was corrupt Nigeria.
Ooh, that's right. It ought to be right at the head of the line, too.
Right.
You're right.
Because they send all of their immigrants, yeah, that are doctors and lawyers and all of that, they send them over here, and then you get these scammers, and they're telling, and yeah, I wrote one back. Maybe I wasn't supposed to, but I did. And I said, in his own dialect, I told him, you be, won't buy money. You get nothing.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Joyce.
Hey, thank you, Tommy. Glad to have you out there. You're so kind to the Power Hour. Thank you very much. I like hearing that the Power Hour's made a difference in people's lives, because that's what we're all about. We're not here to impress you with any news or entertain you. Obviously, we know that, don't we, Josh? We're not here to entertain you. Yeah, we're evidence of that. But I appreciate hearing the good things that you like about the Power Hour. Thank you so much, Tommy, in Alabama. John in Missouri, you'll be up next. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back. 3 minute break.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. You're in the right place. That is, if you have a brain, you like to exercise it, and you don't like people telling you lies. You don't like people telling you what to do because it's the law. Because you're supposed to do it. We just kind of don't work well with that, do we? Let's go to Dave in New York. Dave in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, sir?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
When I called about the Moriartys the other day and was, you know, trying to find out what the miracles that happened to them over in Libya happened, and then the lady called in and said it was July 22nd broadcast of 2013. That was like, oh boy, because, you know, we go through life and we don't generally see God's miracles. We always question, why did he allow this to happen or allow that to happen? And here the Moriartys were like delivered from death like three times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so, and how have we rewarded the Moriartys? You know, they get persecuted, and here they're, you know, basically doing God's work, and they came out and stood up for us and tried to warn us, and yet they're wherever they are now, just barely getting by and wondering, should they have even bothered? Don't we care?
So true. So true. I mean, they have been almost tortured since coming back. It's been terrible what they have done to them. And, you know, they actually went and had a meeting with a U.S. congressman. And he basically kind of turned tail and ran from the information because he knew he couldn't talk about it.
You know, we'd all like to think of ourselves, you know, in a tough situation that we would be the one that would climb out of the foxhole and crawl on our belly and grab our friend who's been wounded on the field and try to drag him back.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe some of us really wouldn't do that if we had the chance.
Yeah, maybe some of us wouldn't.
Let me cheer you up. I drank my
plantain. You got a cat a video? Cat videos do it for me.
I drank my plantain and dandelion this morning as you were talking about it.
Did you really?
Yeah, I do that every day if I can, and it's like free vegetables out there as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. You do plantain and, wow.
I put it in a NutriBlender, you know, NutriBullet.
Uh-huh. Okay, you put plantain. What else? Tell us what your drink is.
Okay, well, today, a lot of people may not go for this, but I put like a, probably like an eighth of an onion or something in there, you know, raw onion, and a tablespoon of tomato paste because that has lycopene in it, and a tablespoon of pumpkin because that has beta carotene in it, and sometimes I throw in a handful of wild black raspberries, and you know, some days instead of the onion, I'll use carrots or I'll use an apple. You know, and you just drink it down. You really don't taste any bitterness because you've got so many things going on in there. You know, you don't really don't.
Absolutely. You know what? You probably had more nutrition than most people have in a week just from that drink.
You know what I do, Joyce? I've got my Nature Made water ozonator from you, and so even if there's any little critters that might be crawling around on those leaves, I ground them in there and let them sit there for a little while, and then pull that stuff out.
Isn't that the neatest thing, that ozone machine?
Yes, it is. And on a cheery note, leave you on a cheery note for sort of a feel-good Friday. I just heard the headline. SpaceX Pluto probe just crashed into the sun.
Are you serious? Another SpaceX? That makes seven now, doesn't it?
Yeah, that was a joke. Pluto probe, SpaceX. Yeah, it was kind of...
Oh, you got me. You got me. Thank you, Dave in New York. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Danny in Michigan. Danny in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Danny.
Good morning, Joyce. I wasn't going to call, but then you mentioned corn syrup.
Okay. My fault. My bad.
Well, I'm sorry. I happen to work for a large grocery store based out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and I happen to stock that particular product that you mentioned, and I hate to say it, price off the shelf.
Really?
I am waiting for two cases to come in tonight, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
But for whatever that's worth... if you could do me a favor, the next time you have one of your gold and silver guys come on, can't afford a lot of gold and silver, but I can collect a lot of brass, copper, and aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
What they think of those prices going up.
Okay, we'll do that. The other metals then, okay?
Exactly. And for Josh, always great to hear Josh on Fridays. If you would have him check out James Taylor's song on the 4th of July, I think you'd both enjoy it.
Okay, I love having Josh here. It just makes the whole studio different.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He is so good, isn't he? And he's cute, too. He's cute.
Well, I don't want to
for a young kid.
You're both awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it, Danny. Let's go to Dennis in Indiana. Dennis, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Dennis?
Joyce and Josh, as always, you guys do the best work. And I'm glad that you represent America.
Well, thank you. I represent the honest Americans who love this country and are not going to put up with the lies and the loss of our freedom. And you all are the same way. That's why I do this, is because I have y'all's support and you feel the same way.
Before I bring up Governor Brown, remember Sears Roebuck and their Craftsman unconditional guarantee on hand tools?
Right.
Well, in Allen County, if you have rusty sockets, they claim you can clean them off on the outside, but on the inside, they're still rusty, and they won't honor the guarantee at the Sears Glenbrook store because of this. So I had to file a complaint with the Better Business Bureau yesterday, and I was wondering if this has happened with other Americans around the country concerning the Craftsman guarantee.
Okay, I don't know the answer to that. Maybe somebody will call in. If you have rusty tools, rusty Craftsmen, give us a call then at the Power Hour, 855-995-6923. Thank you so much for the phone call, Dennis.
About Governor Brown.
Okay.
Yes, I'm a member of the Roman Catholic Church, and Governor Brown is a Jesuit priest. They claim that he resigned years ago. You do not leave that order unless it's in the, unless that the person is in a box. This order rules the Illuminati around the world, and the in World War II, the SS of Germany. Jack Chick, that owns Chick Publications in Chino, California, has information on the SS and the Jesuits. He is a very good source. And as for the vaccinations, I would recommend to California that they should recall their governor, because it's going to turn into a disaster.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you very much for the phone call. Appreciate the information from Dennis in Indiana. Let's go to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Hey, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
yeah?
I wish you a fun, safe weekend for that matter.
Thank you. You too.
Several good points. They should have had several good points for you. One, they should have had a cat whisperer to listen to the cat, since they were removing the baby, for that matter. So I felt for the feline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell me about it. Two, I'm looking forward to the one guest you have having coming on about earthing, grounding, or what are you going to call it, for that matter. And thirdly, I am so glad you had Passio on the other day, well, yesterday or the day before, or whatever the case was,
mm-hmm.
and basically talking about the differences between Satanism and how people are egotistically feeding their ego, and country paganism, where people are living with the cycles of growth and death and rebirth and all that kind of good stuff with their farming. So I'm grateful for that, and I think you did a jam-up job, because a lot of people miss that, and they confuse a lot of that together.
Well, thank you very much. You know, Mark Passio makes an awful lot of sense, and I want to have him on more, because I want him to be more descriptive, and I want him to give us more examples of the way things are. I got emails from people saying, boy, you've really gone into the devil's worship now, and putting somebody like Passio on, what are you thinking? You know, he only made things clearer for me. Now, if that means I'm going down the road to perdition, well, then, I don't think so at all. But it makes it so that we can see the forest for the trees. Thank you very much, Francis, from North Carolina. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, girl?
Hi, guys. And Josh is cute as a button. hey, I'm calling about Mark Passio's show, too. I tried to get on yesterday, and I want to just do the follow-up for that. But the other show that I want people to listen to is the June 30th Adele Weiss show, WeissParis.com, that you did, that had the specifics as to how to withdraw from the system using the USC, the United States Code. You know, you'll have to go and listen. It's in the second hour, June 30th of this year. If you combine that show and the show that you did yesterday with Mark Passio, you people are going to be able to get yourselves free. When I say Bible quotes, and he was talking about Satanism, I will be as God. I am what's important. Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to also quote, come out of her, my people. It's a lie that you're in. And he told you how they were getting to you. Now, my simple solution is obey the 10 plus the one that Jesus said, love your brother as yourself. Stop obeying illegitimate authority. This isn't somebody else. You had two callers after he got on. And basically what they did was try to look outward at, look who's doing this. We should, you know, shame them or whatever, which is true. But my point is, you don't have to worry about what they're doing. Worry about what you're doing, okay? Bring it home. Bring it local. That's local government. Keep your money in your pocket. You were talking about the IRS, and are we responsible when we're paying for it? Of course you are. Keep your money in your pocket. Listen to the June 30th show and withdraw yourself from this system. And keep your children in your home. When you look at what they're doing in the schools, you know, they want to give them vaccines. They're teaching them about abortion and sodomy and all this stuff that's just destructive. Well, none of this would be happening if we obeyed God, keeping your children with you morning, noon, and night. And that woman was saying she's involved in private homeschooling. There are a lot of teachers who are now taking just a few people from the neighborhood, and they'll take their paycheck from the people in the neighborhood, teach their kids what they want taught. And this is the way we're going to do it. And the thing that's funny is you're going to do this anyway. If you look at Greece and what they're doing to them, the squeeze they're putting on them, you are going to be responsible for your children eating. And you're going to watch them starve when there's not enough food because you didn't order some new manna. And because you're going to watch them be sick because you didn't order some super silver. You didn't learn how things work. And, you know, so you're not able to protect. And if you think that they're going to protect you, look what's happening in Greece. Are they protecting the people? No, they're robbing their pensions. They're keeping them from getting at their own money, okay? Did you put some gold or some silver up so that you can trade? I don't care what somebody says the number on it is. I got chickens. Now, you're going to come and offer me a piece of paper that I can't even wipe my behind with. I'm going to tell you I'm keeping my chickens. So what I'm saying is we have all the power. Keep your money in your pocket. Keep your children in your home. Obey the 10 plus the 1. Love your neighbors yourself and boycott big business. We have no business obeying these people when they say, do this, do that, take these vaccinations, eat this poison food, just sit down and shut up. So stop thinking you're going to live a life voting once every other year and start looking at living your life every day.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much. I got to let you go, but thank you so much for the phone call. You are so right. Live your life to the fullest every single day, every minute, and every second. And I wanted to just say a couple of things about the mini retreat that we're going to be doing. I want you all to start thinking in terms of getting your mini retreat ready on August 2nd to do at home. You know, making sure you do the correct water, have filtered water. That you're sleeping 8 hours a night. Just try that for a week and see if you don't feel a whole lot better. Here's another one. Chew 25 times. Every bite, 25 times. That is something Gerson is big on. Gary Null is big on.
You know what also is good is setting your fork or spoon down while you're chewing.
Oh, I know.
That
is so important. Yeah. And, you know, if you go to, like, what's that buffet down at the Lake of the Ozarks? The Corral, Golden Corral?
Golden Corral. I mean,
you will see people in there not even putting their fork down the entire meal.
Right.
I mean, they're just
the
like,
name of that place is pretty grody to me.
You know,
it's
come
like
to think of it.
Idol. Yeah. You know,
come to think of it.
Golden Corral.
Yeah. Now that you think about it, what does that mean?
A corral is where you fatten up, you know, if you so choose to.
Ew.
When we want to fatten up our beef, we stick them in the corral and feed them stuff. And
I will forever think about that. Thank you very much
for
that.
You're welcome, yeah.
But anyway, chew 25 times. And the reason you do that is because when you chew it up and get it into little tiny pieces, it will then
digest better?
Well, of course, because
nutrients are broken down and easily absorbed. And
thank you very much, Josh.
I'm just
good
throwing,
job.
Throwing
good
stuff
job.
Out there.
No, you're right. Let's go to Dowser in Missouri. You're absolutely right. Dowser, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Listen, Josh, I just wanted to call in about my wild Missouri salad. I used to grow a lot of lettuce and spinach and gave it up because it's much easier to just go pick it wild.
Wow.
I'll take poke leaves no bigger than your thumb, young poke leaves, grape leaves, lamb's quarter, both short leaf and long leaf plantain, chicory flowers, dandelions, and I just make my own salad out of that. And it's just, you know, why go through all the trouble of fighting the bugs off the lettuce and spinach? It's just growing out there for us to eat.
Now, you can eat poke leaves. You can eat the small poke leaves.
Fresh,
is that correct?
Young
fresh, ones. Yes, the small ones, no bigger than your thumb. My grandmother taught me this when I was about 6 years old.
Hmm.
And, yeah, we're living in a salad.
I love it. I love it. That is great.
That's all I had to say. Bye-bye. Love you.
Good job. Love you, too, Dowser. Wow, that is amazing.
Living in a salad.
Living
love
in
it.
A salad. Yeah. Lawn is your food. There's a book out there. My lawn is my food or something like that. Yeah, and you make your whole lawn just nothing but food. Let's go to Jeff in Missouri. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
How about Chuck in West Virginia?
Oh.
Nope. Sorry. Can't do. No, Chuck. Go ahead, please. Go ahead, Chuck.
Oh, that's what he... Hey, after reading Puerto Rico wasn't there, it was because they're U.S.-held territory.
Okay.
That's why they wasn't in that...
Puerto Rico's not there.
Puerto Rico. They're U.S.-held territory.
Right. Oh, okay. So that... Yeah.
Then what was the story... What was the thing about Planned Parenthood about...
That's been at least 30 minutes ago. You understand that, don't you?
Where they're selling body parts.
Well, they're selling body parts.
Is that
and
right?
The lady that was doing it works in the White House. The lady that was... let's see here. Nukatola. Nukatola is her last name. I can't remember it. I'll find it for you. We'll be right back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Back then, wondering how it got this far.
to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. That is a requested song from one of our listeners.
Yes, it is.
And Josh tries to make everybody happy. So that's a good thing.
That comes from Alan. Alan,
thank you, Alan, for requesting that. Okay, let's go to Jeff in Missouri. Are we still with Jeff? Yeah. Jeff, are you there? Okay, Kathy in Texas. Let's go to Kathy in Texas. Kathy, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you, dear.
I'm so excited. I have never got this. This is my first time call.
Really?
And I absolutely adore you. I absolutely adore you.
Oh, man, I like your attitude.
Well,
you're so sweet.
I don't feel deserving of getting time with you on air.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Listen, that is like... Oh, don't even say that.
There's so many smart people. I have such a little story, but I wanted to share it because I tried to call in yesterday with the gentleman that owns Numana. I couldn't get through. But if I could just share this little tiny story with you.
Okay.
I had, I think it's Aesop Fables moment with the ant and the grasshopper. Do you remember that story?
Mm-hmm.
That little tale? Well, I actually have a friend who is I'm a very quiet prepper, and like Brer Rabbit, I lay low. And she is more liberal, and she actually found out that I'm a prepper, and she was laughing and mocking at me, and she said, you know, I'm the grasshopper, and I'm like the grasshopper, and whenever if anything big hits, you know, catastrophic, well, I'll just come to your house since I know you're a prepper now, and I just said, try it. I said, you can meet my little friend. And she just laughed. But I thought, there's so many grasshoppers out there. And we have to be so careful. Us little preppers have to be so careful. But I just thought, you know, the ant and the grasshopper was an absolute...
Oh, yeah, good story.
To where so many of us are at this time. And anyway, that's it. I don't have anything brainy to talk about.
Thank you. And are you getting prepared? You're a prepper, but I mean, you are getting prepared because you know there's something that's going to happen, right?
Yes, ma'am, I do. And I am by myself, and I do a combination of things. I'm on a set income, and so I have to be very careful, but I try a little bit of everything, and including, you know, getting those extra couple of cans of whatever off the grocery store, in the grocery store when they're on sale. I do everything. And so I'm doing the best I can, but I listen to you every day. I've listened to you for years.
Wow.
I absolutely love you, and I love Josh.
He's easy to love, though. He's real easy to love.
Well, yeah. He brings on the kind of music that just goes straight to my heart.
I absolutely
adore y'all. It's just a little lady from Austin, Texas, born and raised.
Thank you, girl. We love you. The break's going to cut us off, but I love you, girl. Call back anytime. We want to hear from you. You have a blessed day. We'll be back after this 1-minute, 10-second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.